And today, Republican lawmakers in Texas proposed new legislation that will require transgender people to use bathrooms in public buildings that conform to the biological sex listed on their birth certificate. Of course, this comes a day after the Supreme Court declined to hear the celebrated case of Gavin Grimm, the student who'd won a lower court decision in his request to use the bathroom of his choice. The Supreme Court, asked the lower court to reconsider Gavin's case, given that the Trump administration recently scrapped the Obama directive protection of transgender student rights. Ben Philpott is senior editor at Here Now contributor KUT in Austin. Ben, that's the climate that this proposed new law comes in Texas. Tell us about Senate Bill 6, SB 6. What would it do?
Senate Bill 6 would bar municipalities and public schools from coming up with a policy that allowed a transgender person to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. It would also provide fines, penalties for those schools or state buildings that do that anyway. And then, of course, the concern by some is that this then just is barring transgender people from being able to use public restrooms if it's a single-sex restroom.
Well, many voices were heard. The Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Dan Forrest, whose state passed its own bathroom bill last year, testified in front of the Texas Senate today. Let's listen.
This issue is not about transgender individuals. This issue is not about the LGBT community. This is not about discrimination. This is certainly not about the economy. This issue is about the fundamental right to privacy of all Americans.
So, Ben, what is the divide from supporters to opponents?
Well, the supporters are pushing on the safety aspect of this a lot. In fact, some of the testimony we heard earlier today were from women who had either been assaulted or had been secretly taped in a women's bathroom, saying that this is about making sure that only the people that should be in a bathroom can be in there. At the same time, Republicans are also pushing kind of the religious moral aspect of this. Our lieutenant governor has put together a collection of ministers from across the state who say they're going to go out to their congregations and let them know that this is something, that this bill is something they should support.
Well, we see protesters carrying signs with slogans like, y'all means y'all. This is outside your legislature there. And let's hear from Rachel Gonzalez, who was protesting the bill and talking about her transgender daughter.
She exists as a girl. She's happy and healthy and it would be very dangerous and very bizarre to send her into a men's restroom.
But Ben, we mentioned the context here with the Supreme Court sending Gavin Grimm's case back to the lower court and saying, look at it again because of the Trump administration directives. Do you think legislators in Texas in your state are feeling empowered?
I believe so. There was brief mention of that and, of course, the attorney general's statement today as testimony was opening. And they also within this bill added legislative intent, which, again, maybe they're kind of just getting set up if a lawsuit were to come, if this bill were to pass, to try and point to different things like the attorney general's rescinding of the order and reasons for why this bill should go forward.
Ben Philpott, senior editor at Here Now, contributor KUT in Austin, will, of course, continue to watch this story as Texas proposes a law that would, some are seeing, go against transgender people's rights. We'll follow this. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.